Television dramas aren't supposed to be exactly true to life. They're supposed to be entertaining and give us some idea of what being a doctor or attorney or private investigator is like. The terminology is often pretty accurate, but the rest of it can be hit or miss. Trauma surgeon Dr. Jordan Weinberg of Dignity Health, St. Joseph's Hospital and Medical Center, has authored a report specifically looking at how the program Grey's Anatomy portrayed trauma at hospitals and whether expectations may be raised unrealistically for patients and their families. And he's with me. Dr. Weinberg, a number of years ago, I reported on something called the CSI effect, and that was frustrating prosecutors at the time because the TV show CSI made it seem as though more cases could be solved by using DNA. And when real-life jurors weren't getting that kind of evidence, they may have decided to acquit a defendant. Does your Grey's Anatomy study share anything in common with that?
Yes, I'm actually interesting that you brought that up because I was thinking about how my own perceptions of how law enforcement functions or how a courtroom functions is largely based on fiction, on shows like CSI, not having had that experience in reality. I guess how this study got started, I was in a conference listening to a speaker talk about the patient experience and patient satisfaction and something to do with how preconceived expectations can affect the patient experience. And it just occurred to me at that time that it would be interesting to see how what's portrayed on television with respect to trauma patients, how that might compare to what we see in reality. You know, I certainly had my idea of what to expect, that it would not reflect reality terribly closely, but we decided to, you know, objectively set out to do that.
What were some of the numbers that were the starkest differences between what you've seen in real life and what they portray on the TV show?
So we started out by thinking about this study as a registry study. So trauma patients across the country tend to get, their data gets stored in registries. Every level one trauma center keeps a registry of their patients and contributes to those patients to the National Trauma Data Bank. And a lot of clinical outcomes research is based on the data from these registries. So I thought it'd be interesting to try and make a fictional TV registry from all the patients that have been shown on Grey's Anatomy over the years and then compare that to the actual National Trauma Database registry. So we did that looking at length of stay, outcomes, particularly mortality, disposition from the emergency department, meaning where do they go next? Do they get admitted to the ICU? Do they go to the floor? Do they go straight to the operating room? So I think one of the starkest differences was that on television, almost 3 out of 4 patients go straight to the operating room for some kind of emergency procedure, whereas in reality, that's really only 1 in 4. So in reality, trauma care is a little bit more mundane. A lot of it is non-operative. But on television, and it kind of makes sense, it's more exciting if there's a big operation involved. The other thing we found was that on television, trauma patients are more likely to die. Mortality was 22%, so about 1 in 5 patients died on TV after an injury versus 7%, or you know, less than 1 in 10 in real life.
This has been one of the most popular shows in America for probably a decade or so. Do you think it's, I mean, even though as you're saying to me right now, yeah, we know it's a dramatic show and most people watch it in that sense to be, I don't know, entertained or touched or whatever it may be. Do you think this is the kind of thing that can cause confusion though with the general public as far as if they have a friend, relative, or even themselves go into a trauma situation?
So yes, I think it does. Now to be clear, this study didn't set out to examine patient expectations pertaining to how much TV they watch. Mm-hmm. This was really a straight comparison of what we're seeing on TV versus what happens in real life.
Okay.
Anecdotally, though, I was just talking about that with some of my trainees the other day, and you know, one of the trainees brought up the fact that very recently, a couple of the trauma patients on our service, their families were saying that this really wasn't the experience they were expecting based on what they'd seen on television. But there's definitely, I mean, there's this known cultivation theory that what we do see on television can shape our perceptions more subconsciously than anything, and I think that's real.
Dr. Jordan Weinberg is a trauma surgeon at Dignity Health St. Joseph's Hospital and Medical Center in the Valley. Grey's Anatomy is the modern-day example of a medical drama that may or may not be accurate, but medical shows have been on U.S. television for decades. So for a broader perspective on that history, I turn to Robert Thompson. He's a professor of television and popular culture at Syracuse University. Professor, what should our expectations be for the accuracy of a medical drama? Because this is entertainment, after all.
Well, it is true. I mean, if people are going to fictional television expecting to get documentary data and information, they're going to the wrong place. You don't watch the show ER to find out what life is like in a real ER. And the same is true for law shows and detective shows and all the rest of it. But there also is this sense that all of us somehow judge programs according to how, quote-unquote, realistic they are, according to our own set of standards. So the things that we think are realistic are the way we judge things. And it is true. You watch one of the legal shows every week. The lawyers get a trial of the century, what would be a trial of a career, and they do it week after week after week. So, no, this stuff is not realistic any more than any great drama is realistic. If you want to know about the life of Richard III, you don't watch Shakespeare. You read a history of Richard III. If you want to watch a really, really fabulous play about Richard III, then Shakespeare is your guy.
How much reality does make sense, though, in order to make it seem as though what we're seeing has some accuracy?
I think people who make these shows want them to, and this goes back to the theory of drama way back thousands of years ago with Aristotle, which is it's got to seem credible. It's got to seem realistic so it doesn't seem ridiculous. And that's why all of these shows, lawyer shows, doctor shows, cop shows, hire technical advisors who are in the field who can actually help them with the jargon and the language and the accuracy and all of that kind of thing. So I think someone who makes one of these shows has to make them look incredibly realistic. And I suppose with medical shows too, you want to be careful that you're not giving, I mean, it's one thing to give ludicrously incorrect information on a show about any number of subjects. It's another thing with the case of medicine. So I suppose these shows want to be careful that they don't give something that could potentially be taken as reality by a potential patient and then cause them harm. And I guess that's really the line that gets drawn in medical shows that's different than in other shows.
Well, I'd read recently as well that they had compared some recent medical-based programs, but not just dramas. And they found that when it came to actual accuracy, that Scrubs, which is a comedy, was the most accurate of that genre.
Yeah, well, I think these shows have gotten more and more accurate. And, of course, we've got to take that word accurate with a grain of salt. But I think as the years have gone on, television producers have been more and more careful about themselves being careful about putting this kind of information out there. It is interesting that Scrubs, a comedy, is looked at by some as the most medically accurate. Oh, that show was on for a long time. It dealt with a lot of things in great detail. You know, we've had a lot of great medical dramas. I think one of the greatest television shows ever made to this date was St. Elsewhere. And St. Elsewhere had advisors, medical advisors on it. But when they wanted to play fast and loose for the sake of drama, of course they did.
Mm-hmm. In some ways, the general public, and I include myself, knows less, although sometimes we think we know more than we do based on things we may read online because everything to some extent is accessible online. Do you think that changes viewer expectations for programs like this?
I think so. I think in any field that television fiction presents, people have a lot more information available to them now than they used to. And the internet, of course, is the major reason for that change, but also the fact that there's so much other programming out there. The bottom line for people creating fictional shows is that it has to seem plausible. It has to be within the range of reality that most people experience through their own trips to the doctor in the emergency room for themselves or their loved ones. But from there, an awful lot of liberties are taken. And let's face it, if you were to simply park a camera crew in an emergency room and record what happened, it would not be as exciting as an episode of ER was.
Robert Thompson is a professor and television expert at Syracuse University. Professor, thanks.
Thank you. My pleasure.